Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette Festival and Puzzle Unveiling Event today at Gillette College. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalene. For 20 years, residents have enjoyed the efforts of the Mayor's Arts Council to beautify the town with art and sculptures throughout Gillette. That effort is winding down, but not without one final project. After getting the go-ahead from City Council in late 2022, the hard work began for the folk artist Eric Dowdle, who took the task of painting Gillette's past, present, and future after being commissioned by the Mayor's Arts Council. The price of the project is $150,000, which will be paid out of the Mayor's Arts Council Reserve Fund. Dowdle, who grew up in Green River, has painted his hometown, Jackson, and now Gillette, and has painted over 400 cities and national parks around the U.S. Part of the uniqueness of Dowdle's art is once the paintings are finished, they are made into a 500-piece puzzle. Landmarks around Gillette will be featured in the painting, including the Energy Capital Sports Complex, the Rec Center, and Camplex. Locally owned businesses and restaurants are also highlighted. Elements that are unique to Gillette, such as railroad cars filled with coal, silos at coal mines, and haul trucks round out the piece. Buildings and landmarks aren't the only thing that makes Gillette the town that it is. The people are a huge part of it as well. People who have made a difference in our community are placed in locations all throughout the painting, including the late Senator Mike Enzi and his wife Diane. The Mayor's Arts Council knew they wanted to do something special with the funds they raised from the sale of the puzzles, so they are planning to commission a legacy piece, most likely a sculpture, to honor the late Senator Mike Enzi, who was so instrumental in moving Gillette forward into the community it has become today. To unveil the puzzle, the City of Gillette is putting on the festival today. The event, which is free and open to the public, begins at 4 p.m. at Gillette College. Food vendors, a bounce house, and other activities for the kids will be part of the festivities. And the puzzle unveiling is at 5:30 p.m. The unveiling will include remarks from Mayor Shea Lundvall, a presentation by the artist himself, and music from the Gillette Chamber Singers. Puzzles will also be available for purchase at the event for $25 each. Library Annual Book Sale this Saturday. The 36th Annual Campbell County Public Library Used Book Sale opens for the public tomorrow, Saturday, September 16th at 9 a.m. and runs through September 21st during regular library hours. A wide range of books will be available for sale, including everything from fantasy to nonfiction, children and youth adult books, and classic cookbook favorites. There will also be DVDs, CDs, and vinyl records for sale. Money from the sale goes towards programs such as the annual bookmark contest or extra items the library needs that are outside of the budget. High school students are also able to apply for a scholarship that's funded by the Friends of the Library. There is a pre-sale event for Friends of the Library members only, which starts today at 5:30 p.m. If you want to become a Friends of the Library member, you can pay the membership fee during the pre-sale. The membership fee supports library programming services and literacy activities. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalene.